Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I hope everybody's having a great day. I love Mondays. Back at it. I always work 7 days a week, so I don't know. People say, hey, go back to work. Well, I know this coach that's our guest, there is no time off like myself. It's a seven-day-a-week job. He's the head coach at Abbeville High School, Roderick Foy. Man, Roderick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here to promote our program.
Coach, had a chance to watch your team this year play, and you're 9-1 on the season. It's the best record at the school, and tell everybody many years. I would at least say, what, almost 20 years, I would think?
At least 20. I know we had a good run at 02-03, but this team's really turned this program around, and it's the best record we had in the foreseeable future for sure.
You got a lot of young talent that you've developed, Coach. And I mean, and what's so exciting about your team, I notice a lot of these guys are juniors. I mean, you do have a senior group, but you've got a good core of guys that can make this not just happen this year, but going into year 2022, man. I mean, you got a chance to do something special back to back.
Absolutely. We're very proud of our junior class. It's a big group, very talented group, and it's a great mix of exceptional talent in that junior class, sprinkled in with a few sophomores that are on the field for us, and then some great leadership in our senior class as well.
I want to mention that one of your players' relatives reached out to us and emailed me, and I'm really glad he did because I was going to get you on, but it even made me do it even sooner. But Chad Nolan's, one of his relatives got in touch with me and wanted me, Donovan Nolan, and I appreciate him doing that. And I said, I need to get in touch with Coach. We need to get Abbeville, the Wildcats, on. And Coach, I remember Abbeville when I was in the business early on. They were known for a couple of great players back in the early 90s, late 90s. Brandon Mitchell that played for Texas A&M and the New England Patriots. And then Jason Mitchell, who played for Tennessee and was all SEC. I mean, there's been talent come out of the school.
Absolutely. You know, this city has been blessed with talent for a long time. It's been some exceptional players come through here. And it was time. It was time to get the pride and tradition back here because the talent's been here. We just went through a little lull. Now it's back, and we don't want to let it go.
I mean, this goes back to 1979. I know the inductee Bobby Duhon was a great, figure from the town, and also Gerald Hebert. Several other ones that have been put in the Hall of Fame, in the Abbeville Hall of Fame. But I know Brandon Mitchell, Jason Mitchell, those guys will be in there too one day. But let's talk about – I'm going to take a break, Coach. We'll come back, and I want to talk about your team and brag on some of you guys and talk about the playoffs in the show, too. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is one of the great coaches in the state. I mean, he's turned this program around. Abbeville High School's head coach, Roderick Foy, who's done a incredible job. I remember when Coach Foy was at Gaydon, and you had like 12, 13 kids, Coach. I remember one year.
Yes, the year before we got there, they were down to 15 kids in the program, and very, very proud of what we were able to do in Gaydon. Just because we built the numbers, we were able to go to the playoffs each year, able to win the playoff games, you know, because that's what it's about, you know, getting over that hump and actually winning some playoff games. Because in this day and age of the split, a lot of people make it. But the way we were able to perform that turnaround over there and then the good things we're doing at Abbeville now, it's just a testament to the tremendous assistant coaches I'm able to bring with me along the way as well.
Coach, I don't know all the ins and outs of it. I know we'll try and talk about it the best we can. Speaking of playoffs, you're 9-1. Abbeville's in the playoffs. It's probably the best setup the school's had in over 20 years. There was a little bit of a hiccup, I guess, with the maybe a school, maybe some changes, and then we're waiting as of today. It won't be on the show, but Class 3A will not be resolved till probably, what, noon today on who's playing who, right, Coach?
Absolutely, yeah. They're waiting on an appeal just because that team was giving us a punishment so late on Friday. They're trying to give them 48 hours to get their appeal together. But, you know, we prepared as if the final power ratings are going to be what they're going to be. And if it changes, we'll just have to adjust. But right now, we're prepared to play Rich Wood at that number 31 seed. And we'll adjust if we have to. But, you know, we want to put our kids in the best situation possible if the bracket stays how the power rating shows us.
Coach, I want to talk about your team. And everything starts around having a good quarterback. And I want to tell people, you know this because he's your guy, but your quarterback, who's only an underclassman, he's got another year, he's a junior, Jason Shelvin, is one of the best quarterbacks that I saw in the state this year, and that includes Arch Manning, that includes Holstein at Zachary, Walker Howard at St. Thomas More. This kid throws the ball. He reminds me of Steve McNair in his build and his arm. But what a talented young man, huh, Coach? And tell everybody a little bit about Shelvin, your quarterback.
Well, he's one of the most unselfish players on our team, and that's where it starts. You know, playing quarterback for me can be difficult because I hold that young man responsible for everything that goes on, not only on offense, but on the football team. You know, it's about a culture change around here, and he's the straw that stirs the drink for us. Very unselfish kid. He's a good quarterback, but he can play multiple positions for us, and he's willing to do whatever it takes for our team to be successful. And that's the motto we want to have, and that's the attitude we want every kid to portray in this program.
Well, I can tell he's getting good coaching, too. He's very calm. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And, Coach, he's 6'2", about 205. He's a big kid. That's actually – and he's very athletic and mobile for a guy that size.
Absolutely. He's a load to bring down. And, you know, he makes what we do run very smoothly. You know, you can't just key in on one thing or one aspect of our offense. And that ability to be multiple is what makes us hard to stop.
And then you throw in these athletes. You have like Blake Sadler, who runs 4.49. I mean, he's a super fast kid. He's a senior for you. I think he can play D2 ball, maybe 1AA ball. You got Chad Nolan, who's a junior, another fast kid who plays multiple sports. I mean, you've got, you know, Broderick Fletcher, who's a junior safety. You've got Taji Judge, who also plays some quarterback for you, plays defense. Nalen St. Julian, I mean, what a great athlete he is at tight end and safety for you, linebacker. Javion Boudreau, Chad Wesley. Jason Alvarez is a tough kid, man. I like the way he plays at safety for you, Coach. Darian Washington and Adam Nichols, man, you got two great fullbacks. Those guys are hammers.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on being able to do anything at any time against any team with the look they show to us. You know, we got some athletes on the perimeter that will hurt some people when they try to stack the box and stop Blake. But we got some kids who can take it to the house at any time as well. You know, there's a reason why Blake has over 1,700 yards. And I tell you what, don't dismiss those guys up front, because those are the reasons those guys are making holes for them and make us all look good sometimes and can be our unsung heroes on the offensive and defensive line.
Let me mention those guys for you. I'm going to make your day because I'm not going to leave any of them out. Taylor Wright. He's a big DN for you. He plays some O-line, number 52. I think he's a great player. Tazeron Stewart, who's also a D lineman, can play O-line for you. Mark Montgomery, D tackle, that's done a great job. Dayton Matthew, undersized, big-time senior lineman for you. Xavier Levine, Hunter Meir, and Luis Garcia Cruz, who's got a great future. And look, Coach, he's one of the biggest kickers I've seen in the state.
Yeah, no, the kicker is actually Zaylen Williams.
Oh, okay.
But yes, but he is too. You know, he rotates in there on the defensive line, and he also is our kicker. And man, it looks funny, but he has really worked hard at getting that corrected for us. Because man, that was a big problem for us at the beginning of the year, and he's kind of solved that thing for us. And we're very proud of the work he's done as just a young sophomore.
And I don't want to leave this guy out. There's one more O lineman, number 78, Ricky Bartholomew, who's a big senior for you, 6'3", 320.
I'll tell you what, in a 9-1 season, you got a lot of highlights, but getting Ricky a touchdown run in the homecoming game was probably one of the highlights of our season, something nobody on our team will ever forget. He does such a great job for us at left tackle, protecting our quarterback. We showed him a little love right there, and man, a big man scoring a touchdown puts a smile on everybody's face.
Coach, say that again. 320. He scored a TD for you. How did that? What kind of play was that? Was that, I mean, a screen pass to hit the big guy? Or
Oh, no, we lined him up in the backfield at fullback, and, you know, we had the ball inside the 10-yard line, and we knew they were going to stack the box against us, so it was kind of mano-a-mano, and we were able to push the pile and get him in there.
Man, I wish I got to see that game, Coach. That's incredible. He's a big old boy. And then I don't want to leave this kid out. He's only a sophomore for you at receiver, but he really impresses me how he blocks, how tough he is. Artis Latson.
Absolutely. He kind of came out of nowhere. You know, he was a thin rail kid last year, freshman, does a lot of things right, but he's so tough for us, man, and has done a tremendous job for us at wide receiver, you know, paving the way, allowing us to get the perimeter, doing a good job, and sealing the edge for us. Very, very proud of the work Artis has done.
And another sleeper senior that caught my eye, Coach, at corner, Mackenzie Nicholas. What do you think of Mackenzie? He's a ball hawk.
He's a ball hawk, and I'll tell you what, he oozes confidence. You know, he portrays what everybody else kind of thinks in their head, but he's not afraid to say it. You know, he expects us to go out and win every week. And he's been a kid who's accepted every single challenge that anybody's put up against us. And, you know, they call it the no-fly zone in the back, the defensive backfield, and he's our leader on the back end.
Coach, what do you think of Mackenzie? I mean, I look at him, and I see the corners playing 1AA, you know, at Southern, Southeastern, McNeese. I think he could be a starter 1AA, don't you?
No doubt he can play at the next level. You know, we feel like he can cover anybody. And with him on one side and Chad on the other, you know, we're built to stop spread teams, and that's what the game is going to today. So very excited about what we have on that end, but definitely think Mackenzie can be a star on the next level.
I don't want to leave this big guy out. He's a sophomore for you. Zaylin Williams, a big fullback, a hammer for you, runs really well. He's about 240, 5'9", 10". Plays a little fullback. You got another fullback, big body. But what do you think of him, Coach? He's another young kid for you that's a good player.
Well, we move him around so much. You know, he's really done a great job in the weight room and bulked himself up. Funny story, he was an eighth-grade quarterback, a freshman fullback. What? And now he's moved himself into being our every-down nose guard and kicker. So that it's fun stories all over this football team.
Wait a minute. This guy was a quarterback?
He was their eighth grade quarterback. They didn't lose a game, as a matter of fact. So did a good job of that. But now he's bulked himself up so much that we were able to put him pretty much anywhere.
That's why he's got good feet at 240. Man.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, yeah, if he can get 5'11", 6 feet, he's a D1 guy, no doubt, Coach, on that. And then one other kid, Lathaniel Tozzino, who's doing a good job for you at linebacker. I think I covered all you guys, Coach. And then Xavier Levine, I mentioned earlier. And then Tyler Cherry plays a little bit for you, receiver, corner. But, Coach, what do you think of your district and all the tough teams? And tell everybody about some of the teams that you play in district that are really good teams.
Well, you know, our one loss against St. Martinville, they're just flooded with talent. You know, talk about Tanner Harrison, could be the MVP of the state, you know, if it's not Blake. Because Tanner has been doing it for a long time. He does a great job on the perimeter for St. Martinville. You got Harvey Broussard, who's one of the best receivers in the state. You know, he can name his school as far as SEC recruiting is concerned. So those guys presented us with a great challenge. And to be able to play those guys to 3 points and have the ball with an opportunity to win, let us really know how good we really are. You know, you talk about the teams we played early in the year, Vermilion Catholic, Central Catholic, and St. Mary's, are all in the top 10 in single A. One of those people will probably win the Division IV state championship. So we're battle-tested. You know, ERAS is a 7-3 football team, and you look out there at halftime, and we were up by 30 points.
And they're talented, too. I saw them play.
Extremely talented. Great, great quarterback, Lincoln. Got a lot of respect for those guys, and it was just our night Friday night. But that's a darn good football team, and you don't have 7 wins by accident.
No. And Coach, St. Martinville, you're talking about them. I saw them last year. These same guys are all back, like you were talking about. Harvey's all a 6'4", can run 4'5", and you know, like you're talking about Harrison, who's 6'2". What is it about this senior group at St. Martinville? It looks like the most – isn't this the most skilled team I've ever seen at St. Martinville? These guys are all tall. They all can run. I mean, they look like a college team.
They do. They look like a college football team. That line is absolutely huge on both sides of the ball. And they're veterans. You know, they've all been there before. Those guys have been starting for 3 years now, and that's why they present such a great challenge. Not only are they talented, they've been through the wars before, so they're ready for a lot of things that you can throw at them. They played a lot of football together.
I bet you that was a very a very great game between you and Vincent Duran, man. Two guys trying to make it happen. And I bet when the game was over, I bet you were like, man, I hope we can get a rematch, huh?
Oh, I love it. You know, I love nothing more. You know, we feel like they may end up number three, and that would be an epic semifinal matchup if, you know, if we're both fortunate enough to make it that far through this bracket.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about Abbeville. I want you to be able to do some shout-outs for your administration. We'll mention your principal and assistant principals and some of the other athletic programs there, and want a chance just to promote Abbeville a little more. And like I said, when the show comes out, they'll already announce. Hopefully it'll still be Richwood for the playoffs. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back with more of Abbeville High School's head coach, Roderick Foy. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Roderick Foy, who's doing a phenomenal job. Abbeville High School's head coach. They're 9-1. They're in the playoffs, one of the best seasons in over 20 years. I've been doing the magazine since 1997, Louisiana Football Magazine, and this is the best season, you know, since the early 2000s. So, Coach, it's over 20 years. Coach, your principal, Britt Darby, talk about him and also – you know, some of the other administrative people there. I want to have a chance to promote the people at Abbeville and the good job everybody's doing over there.
Absolutely. Well, it starts with the boss. You know, he's extremely athletic friendly. You know, he allowed us to come in and do what we needed to do. Got some great teacher coaches in here to mold our young men. Supremely supportive of everything we try to do, both on and off the field. You know, it's academics first over here, but you know, he allows us to get those kids in athletic hour and get them ready to go and do what we need to do. But it's not just school-wide over here. It really parish-wide. We've got a great leader in Superintendent Tommy Bala. That's why all our schools in this parish have really been successful, from Kaplan to ERAS and ourselves as well.
I mean, you're talking about Vermilion Catholic and Kaplan and now Abbeville. And you're talking about ERAS. Coach, there's no weak teams in that area at all. I mean, they're all tough teams, every one of them.
You know, and that's why we feel like we're battle-tested. You know, putting the people around here, it gets us ready to make a serious playoff run, and that's why we think we're prepared to play a long way. You know, the strength of our schedule is why when that bracket comes out today, we're going to be number two on it. It's not just winning games. It's beating quality football teams.
We're going to take a break, and I'm going to ask you a question when we come back, and think of this one, and it'll have you think about it when we come back. Why are the small towns around Lafayette so good in football and basketball and baseball? It seems like every small town around Lafayette is incredibly athletic and just competitive. You know, and fan support's incredible, too. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company, located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family-owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back to Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest is Roderick Foy, the head football coach at Abbeville High School. Coach, what is it about the Lafayette, Acadiana area going into Vermilion Parish where you are now? But this, you know, you go all the way to Mamou and Eunice and Brobridge, Cecilia, I mean, Crowley, Rain, I mean, Church Point. I mean, what is it about the teams, man? Every team, I mean, they bring 2,000 to 5,000 fans at all these schools, even if the school enrollment's 500 people.
Well, I know, especially from being back in Gatehall and now being in Abbeville, it's about the pride. It's about being the team of the town and not wanting to let down those people who have come through here before us. Even the older senior citizens in town, you know, you go to the grocery store, you see these people every day, and the highlight of their week sometimes is coming out to support us on Friday nights. So we feel a sense of there's no way we're going to let these people down by losing the night, because they've come out and supported us, so now we've got to step up to the plate and give them what they came for.
Coach, tell everybody where you went to school and a little bit about your background of who you really look up to coaching-wise. Who gave a lot of teaching to you? Who was your coach that you really want to mention that helped you along the way?
Well, the big thing that's going to put a smile on my face when that bracket comes out is my alma mater, Sterling, is going to sit at number one. And then the school we're presently at, Abbeville, will be number two. So, you know, my history in this game comes from Dale Ashley and the things I learned as a young high school player. And got to coach against him a little bit when we were at Dale High Charter. Learned a lot of things from Brett Raley. And my first 4 years coaching, I coached under Tank Lotite. So I learned a lot about creating a tough football team from those three men. But, you know, I couldn't have learned any more from Tank. And that's why we take the approach we take every day to go about our business the right way.
Wouldn't that be special, Coach, if you could play against your alma mater, Sterlington?
Absolutely. It would be a special thing for me. There's no way I could lose, you know. As much as I would want to win that ball game for our kids in the city of Abbeville, it puts a smile on my face every week when I read the paper on Saturday morning and see that those guys have won.
You know, I'm also happy for Tank, who you coach with at Kaplan. Tank's now at Bro Bridge. He's going to do a good job there, huh, Coach? Tank Lotite?
Oh, yeah. He's absolutely going to get that thing turned around. It's going to take a little time. But, you know, those who stay will be champions. You know, he's tough. He's hard-nosed. But the kids that stay out there and accept his leadership, they're going to win a lot of football games.
I want to mention this, Coach. You went to Sterlington, you know, around the Monroe area. I've been there a few times. Obviously, I've been to Wachita Christian, Sterlington, those schools up there. What is it about Sterlington, their participation? They have over 100 kids. The school's not a 5A school or 4A. I mean, it's got the participation of a 5A school every year on the football team.
It's just what you do in that town. You know, the town has grown. The facilities have gotten so much better than when I went there. But you grow up as a young kid in the Sterling community, and you want to play football for Sterling because that's what they do. You know, that's what we knew. I knew from the time I was in the third grade, all I wanted to do was be a quarterback at Sterlington High School. And that hasn't changed. It won't change. And that's why the community support is so good up there. And that's why they are where they are right now, the number one team in AAA.
All right, I got to mention this. This will make you smile. And people don't know this unless you watch Sterlington play. You know this. But do you use any of that offense they use at Sterling where the running back's about 10 yards behind the quarterback?
Well, we set ourselves at 8 and the fullback's at 2, so I know exactly what you mean. I know it looks funny, but, man, it works. Somehow, some way, it works.
When did Sterlington start using that, Coach? What do they call that? Because the running back's at least 8 yards behind the quarterback. It's crazy looking.
Well, I just – you know, last night watched the film of them in Richwood, and he's back there. You're right. He was back there at about 10. So they exaggerated more than we do, but it's one of those things where you get going downhill and you'll be very, very tough to bring down.
Yeah, you're right. And they got those fullbacks to back it up. They got a bunch of those guys to handle.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's tough, man, because that fullback right there at 1 yard can hit you very quickly. Or he can lead block for that guy that's coming downhill. They perfected that power toss that Les Miles used to run at LSU. And, man, they're a good hard-nosed football team.
Coach Roderick, you know what the good thing is if you play Sterlington?
We'll know exactly what they're doing because it's going to look like a mirror.
There you go. If you stop the run, they don't throw it maybe, what, twice a game, if that, maybe?
Not very much. You know, nobody's made them do it. So it would present a great challenge. But it would be one we would love to have because the only way it happens is in the Superdome.
Man, I'm really pulling for you to make it because I think this is a special group. I think y'all have serious talent, too. You got some talent on here. I know that is coached up by your staff and yourself. Y'all have done a phenomenal job, man. I mean, Abbeville was having trouble winning a game, maybe two games a year for many years. And you and your staff, you want to mention your staff, Coach, and give them some
Absolutely. You know, there's no way anybody could have come in here and done this by themselves. You know, defensively, you know, we're giving up an average of about 9 points a game. So to be able to be that stout against the run and in the pass, because we played some diversified teams, you know, we've really been blessed to have multiple head coaches on this staff. You know, Duplichet could have gotten a head coaching job whenever he wanted.
Yeah.
Doug Guillory's got over 30 years of experience coaching our defensive backfield. On the offensive side, you know, to make us diverse, Landon Dupuy does a great job with our receivers. Chris Kennedy with the offensive line. Nolan Terrio coming from Notre Dame, McCrawley. You know, that defensive line is going to be tough. You know, you talk about Tazarin and Nayland and Mark. and those guys. You know, across the board, this staff has done a phenomenal job, and I couldn't be more proud of them. And, you know, they make me look good. You know, a lot of times you read the paper and you read the head coach's name. Those other guys, you know, they do all the work behind the scenes.
Coach, we'll take a break, come back really with a small segment. Can we get you to come back for a couple more minutes?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. A bit more of our head coach at Abbeville High School, Roderick Foy. We'll be right back.
Come and visit the majestic mansion in the marsh, Grove Savan Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge. Grove Savan is the true sportsman's paradise. Grove Savan Lodge has everything for you, from fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and eco tours. Located south of Lake Charles, call 337-598-2357 or visit www.grovesavan.com for more information and schedule your trip to the majestic mansion in the marsh, Grove Savan Waterfowl and Wildlife Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise today.
Welcome back. This is our final segment with Coach Roderick Foy, head coach at Abbeville High School. I had a question off the air. I know a couple of people from Abbeville, Coach, that live in Baton Rouge, by the way. And they said, what is Coach Roderick Foy's hobbies when he's not working all the time doing football?
There are none, because we're always working. You know, the funny thing is, you know, the staff that we've been able to put together does – so many multiple things. We're pretty much working year round. You know, not many people think about it in this aspect, but after football season, I'm going to roll into being a head boys basketball coach.
Oh, man.
After that, I'm going to go out on the softball field and do that as well.
Wow.
So our season pretty much ends at the end of April, and then it's time to start spring football again.
All right. The final two questions. One is from Katie, actually, who's from, Crowley, Louisiana, wanted me to ask you, Coach, what do you think of the job Coach Napier's doing at ULL? And then the other question that she had was, who would you like to see be the head coach at LSU football?
Those two answers are one and the same, to be honest with you, because I think Coach Napier's doing a tremendous job. You know, I don't punt very much, if you've actually seen us play. So his motto of scared money doesn't make money just makes me smile every time I hear it. But I also think that should be the front runner for the job at our flagship school. LSU is back right on top if Billy Napier is the next head coach.
That's powerful, Coach. That's a great analogy there. And I know that the Cajun fans are hoping he'll stay, but he's a hot commodity. And look, the Raging Cajuns, they're going to get another great coach if he leaves, right? I mean, that's the program's at another level than it was 10, 15 years ago. They can get whoever they want, I think.
Absolutely. I think they can, and the blueprint's been laid. And, man, I would love to see Mike Desimo get a shot at that job. And then nothing changes. LSU's back great again. ULL keeps going at the rate they're going, and everybody's happy.
Great way. Well put, Coach. Well said. And, look, man, good luck to you and your team. I know that, you know, this has got a chance to be special continuing. I mean, this team has a chance to go deep in the playoffs, and no matter, you don't know what could happen, but – again, congratulations on what you've done with this program. It's incredible. I think it's one of the great Cinderella stories of the state, man.
Hey, thank you very much, and thank you for having us.
All right, Coach, don't hang up yet. We're going to end the show. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. We have Abbeville High School in our football preview. You can still get the preview. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. We'll see you on Wednesday where we're going to have a show on the playoffs for Wednesday and Friday this coming week. We're going to do a whole preview of the whole state, Coach, on all the teams. We were going to do it today, but because of the delay of the brackets coming out, we're going to have it up on Wednesday for the state. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.